Hi, I'm Victoria, the host of the Remedy Suite podcast. The goal of every episode is to help you regain control of your body, health, and weight so you can look and feel better than ever. As our bodies change, we need to approach things differently. No more fad dieting or endless cardio, but instead, specific changes you can make with clear, actionable steps to reset your body and cultivate the right mindset to make it happen. I'm so excited you're joining me today, so let's dive in. Hi, welcome to this week's episode. Now, my goal for every episode is to help you age powerfully in midlife, and I'm so pleased you're joining me today. Today's episode is based on a question someone sent me, and I really wanted to answer it this week because I feel like 99.9% of us in midlife feel this way. And the question was this: how do I get some more energy, feel more balanced and a little bit more like my old self because I'm just tired? So I'm going to dive straight into this. Midlife is a time where we're trying to figure out who on earth we are and what we're doing next. Now, combine this with going through what could be described as the most significant transitional phase that we'll experience both physically and mentally. What can span for over a decade is the perimenopause and menopause. It's no wonder a report from the UK Mental Health Foundation found that midlife can be a very stressful time for women. And according to their research, around 48% of women aged 45 to 54 report experiencing symptoms of anxiety and depression. So why so much more stress during this stage in our life? Well, I was looking into this and I've broken it down into these segments, and I believe that these are the fundamental reasons why we have so much more stress during this stage in our life. Firstly, family responsibilities. Many women in midlife find themselves balancing multiple roles, from caring for aging parents to supporting their children through to adulthood. Juggling all of these things alongside their own careers or business can be really overwhelming. Secondly, career. I see that midlife often prompts women to reevaluate their career paths and to make significant changes during midlife, whether that's switching careers, starting a business, or pursuing further education. But these transitions bring about a lot of uncertainty and stress because they're going out of their comfort zone. It's all new. It's going into the unknown. Next up, I believe, is body image and aging, because as we age, naturally our physical appearance changes and so does our health, how we feel, and that affects our self-esteem and our body image. Plus, societal emphasis on youth, beauty, what we should look like, that can really add to the feelings of insecurity. Also, relationship challenges during midlife. Midlife often prompts shifts like divorce, separation, dissatisfaction in relationships, loneliness, but finally, hormones. Now, hormones, I believe, is a threefold approach here, because firstly, it's the dysregulation of hormones. That cortisol can lead to problems because it's either ineffective at managing stress or it becomes overactive, leading to a chronic state of stress. Secondly, the aging process means that our hormones, namely estrogen, progesterone, are naturally declining, out of balance. And lastly, stress exacerbates hormone imbalance. So it's kind of like a three-pronged effect. Hormones contribute threefold. Now, these factors combined make us feel extremely exhausted, lack energy, lack vitality. They weigh down on us hard, both mentally and physically. We know there's a direct connection between the mind and body. This is widely accepted among various fields, professional fields, so medicine, psychology, neuroscience, holistic health. So when we feel stressed, whether that's from pressure at work, stress, emotional things like relationships, wherever the stress comes from, the body stress response is activated. This response involves the release of stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline, which can have huge effects on various physiological symptoms. Without effective cortisol regulation there to help manage the body's stress response, our body can be in a chronic state of stress, and this exacerbates the normal imbalance of hormones. You can see why we can really be thrown off our game in midlife. The body is going through so much stuff. Likely chronically stressed, and then one of the symptoms of that is often stress eating, feeling like you're constantly craving sugar, always looking for an energy fix. It can be really hard to maybe settle down at night without food, or settle down when you get in from work without food. That becomes a way to try and unwind. Our blood sugar levels then rise rapidly, leading to a surge in energy, and then this spike is followed by a rapid drop in blood sugar. That leaves us feeling tired and leaves us feeling lethargic, and this cycle of blood sugar fluctuations disrupts our body's energy regulation mechanisms. That makes us feel chronically tired. We know hormonal imbalances are a natural part of the aging process, meaning hormonal production and regulation are less efficient. And we know that stress exacerbates this process, and so does sugar. So how do you get more energy, feel more balanced and more like your old self when you're just tired all of the time? First and foremost, go inward. Look at your stress levels, because the thing is, it's often the case that we normalize the level of stress that we take on in midlife. We normalize it's part of getting older. It comes with a job. It comes with being a busy parent, a busy wife, a caregiver, juggling all of the things that are going on in your life. But when we normalize it, nothing changes. We stay exactly where we are. So we need to go inward and we need to denormalize it. Then we have to work on ways to effectively manage our stress. As much as we can reduce stress, we can't get rid of stress altogether, but we can condition ourselves to manage it effectively, building coping techniques, build resilience, and adopt healthy mental habits. Whether stress is an issue or not, we all face the decline and dysregulation of our hormones in midlife, and this will continue and will continue to feel out of sorts and will continue to feel tired all of the time unless we take action to get our body back. Unlike anything that you've done before, like when you were younger, getting your body back in midlife requires a different approach, a different way of eating, what you're eating, how you work out, your mental habits, and your lifestyle. That's what ends the tiredness, the lack of energy, the unwanted weight gain, the bloating. It helps to end the mental fog, the lack of clarity, the feeling lost and out of sorts. This is more than finding yourself again. This is aging powerfully and uncovering the best version of you who can thrive in midlife. It's just about knowing how to navigate it. And when you've got a simple, clear path to follow, you know exactly what to do and how to do it. Also, talking to other women going through the same thing, having the support to see you through it, and to help you to get started with a clear process, I've created a starter kit for you. This starter kit has everything in you need to get on the right track in midlife. You can download it. It's free. You can download it at remedysuite.com/freebie, or just use the link that is in the show notes. Now, I know it feels hard. I know it feels overwhelming. I've been there. I also know that you might know all there is to know about it all, but implementing it is a whole different story. I've been there, but the way through it, the changes to your diet, exercise, and lifestyle are simple. It felt overwhelming to me, and trust me when I say I spent endless hours researching and studying this area until I could unravel the confusion and the overwhelm and get it down to what it actually is. And it is simple when you know how, when you have a process to follow that's clear. What you'll find is that the biggest block in all of this, the biggest difficulty, is yourself. We all adopt bad mental habits through life, and they make things feel really hard. They keep us stuck. They make change feel hard, even when we know it's for our own good, even when we know it's the key to freedom, to living our best life. But unhealthy beliefs keep us from being as strong as we can be. And so a fundamental part of what I teach in my program is overcoming our biggest obstacle, ourselves. When we do that, motivation comes with ease. Doing the things we know are good for us comes with ease. Sticking to all of these things comes with ease. And that's why getting your mindset right is such an important role in all of this. I'm here for you. If anything I've said today really resonates with you, drop me a message and let me know about it. Email me at victoria@remedysuite.com or drop me a message on Instagram or Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to connect. Don't forget to download your free starter kit at remedysuite.com/freebie. And I hope you got lots from this podcast episode. And I'll see you here at the same time next week. Bye for now. I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey to transforming your body. Make sure you check out the show notes for a summary of all the important links that I talked about. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and share with a friend on social media or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And share with me what you've learned on social media over at Remedy Suite. I love hearing from you and connecting with you. Have a beautiful day and always remember you deserve to look and feel nothing short of incredible.